Boker Tov, and Chodesh Tov. Revi of our Parsha, Parsha Truma, talks about the Krashim. Okay, the walls of the Mishkan, you know, like the beams that the Mishkan was made out of. And it seems pretty straightforward until you think about it. Why till you think about it? Because you're imagining a people leaving slavery in Egypt. They're going out to the desert to a trip which doesn't really have a known length. So I'm telling you, you're going on this trip to the desert. You're leaving your home behind. Take everything you need to live. Okay? So, you know, they take matzahs, you know. you know, bread that doesn't go bad. Now, of course, you're going to take your valuables, family heirlooms, jewelry, gold, silver, copper mirrors for women. You know, like, you're going to take stuff with you that you're going to go to the Mitzrayim, you're going to borrow their fine clothing, you're going to have all sorts of stelet, argaman, tolat, shani, you're going to have all those things. But who, when they're going out to this traveling in the desert, is going to take a keresh, a beam of wood with him? And not only that, it says, that means we're talking about 5 meters tall beams of wood. And someone must have said, wow, you know, we're leaving Egypt, we're going to the desert, I'm totally going to need this beam of wood. You know, I'm going to schlep this with me, with all the rest of the contents of my house, because I need the wood. You know, like, who's bringing this wood? And it's not just one person. There's hundreds of these beams to make the wall of the Mishkan. So the existence of these beams of wood technically make no sense. Who in their right mind would schlep this wood into the desert to donate it to the Mishkan? And that leads the Midrash, and the Midrash actually latches on to a letter, because the pasuk says, "Vasitayt ha kreshim la mishkan." You make the, as if we, the beams, the walls of the Mishkan, right? As if we know what they are, right? Because we know what these beams should be. And Rashi says a medrash. It says, says Yaakov Avinu nata arazim b'mitzrayim. וכשמת ציווה לבניו לעלותם עמהם כשיצאו ממצרים, ואמר להם שעתיד הקדוש ברוך הוא לצוות אותם לעשות משכן במדבר מעצי שיטים. ראו שיהיו מזומנים בידיכם. The Midrash says, Yaakov Avinu, when he made it to Mitzrayim, he planted arazim. Why does he say arazim? Because the Gemara Masechet Megillah says that the cedar tree has 5 different names in Tanakh, and shitim is one of them, and arazim is another. So he swaps it because of a piyut that some people, that it's in your machzor for, if you dive in art scroll, it's in the machzor of art scroll on first day of Pesach. Not going to get into that. But he says he planted these trees in Mitzrayim when he got there, and he told his children, when you leave here, take these, then already 200-ish year old trees with you, because you're going to need them to build a Mishkan. Now I'm going to give a little idea that at least I see in this medrash, and maybe you can see it in your own mind. Yaakov Avinu could have taken the easy way out. And the easy way out is, in the future will solve the future's problems. Okay? When the Israel leave Mitzrayim and they need to make a Mishkan, they'll deal with it. You know, that's 200 years from now. I don't need to deal with this. I don't need to think about this. I don't need to worry about this. It's all in the future. The people of the future will figure out how to solve the technical problems of the future. But Yaakov Avinu says, no. We, at the present, have to figure out the problems of the future. We have to start thinking right now what the future generations will need then. And if I know that the future generations are going to be building a Mishkan, then I, Yaakov Avinu, need to start planning right now. Where am I planting these trees so that our descendants will have these beams of wood to schlep out into the desert. So they'll know they need to schlep these beams of wood out into the desert, seemingly illogically. Now, when we bring it to our own lives, you can take it on a personal level, we can take it on a global level. Okay? You can take it on a global level, we'll start first, where we can say, okay, there's all sorts of phenomena that, you know, that will be in the future that are going to be a result of what we're doing now. Maybe we should change what we're doing now so the future generations will have what to deal with and won't have to solve their own problems. Let's solve the future generations' problems and what we can now. But also in our personal lives, okay, when you start thinking, you should start thinking about Eretz Yisrael and Medinat Yisrael in real terms. Okay, don't say, yeah, I'm Zionistic and all of Am Yisrael is going to be coming to Eretz Yisrael and we're going to build up the Beis HaMikdash and there's going to be Mashiach, and then not do anything to prepare for that. Not do anything like, say, find a profession that, you know, could move here with, you know, don't become like an American lawyer that only knows the American legal system and can't transfer. Build houses there that cannot be moved. Okay? Not maybe you should start thinking maybe investing something here. So when you come here, you'll have stuff here. Because if you think about this in real terms, not just in, oh yeah, the future Mashiach will come, we'll fly to Eretz Yisrael and all the problems will be solved. That's not how Yaakov Avinu said. Yaakov Avinu didn't say, oh, the future they'll find trees. You know, he said, no, I'll plant them right now. And you too, gentlemen, should be planting in your lives the things you plan on having when in that future you see. In the future, you see, you should start planting those seeds, planting those little saplings right now. Boker Tov.